Special marks can also indicate a change in the direction of buoyage. A good example of this is the Gold Coast Seaway. When we enter the Gold Coast Seaway from offshore, if we turn to the starboard or right side and head north, we are heading into the port of Brisbane, and we are travelling with the direction of buoyage. If we turn to the port or left and head south, we are heading upstream in the Narang River. So we are still travelling in the direction of buoyage because we are heading upstream. The Gold Coast can be a tricky area to navigate. Once you head north past SeaWorld, the red beacons are on the starboard side of the boat, till we reach the special mark, which indicates a change in the direction of buoyage. If you miss this, you will run aground north of Wavebreak Island on a large sandbank. This is why we consult our chart or beacon to beacon. The direction of buoyage changes, and from that point on, we now have to have the port marker on our port side or left, and the starboard marker on our starboard side or right-hand side. When travelling in shallow areas like the Gold Coast or Palmerstone Passage, you need to be checking your chart or beacon to beacon to avoid the sandbanks and running aground. The special mark is indicating the changes in this area, and we need to be aware of these.